British and American leaders signed the Migratory Bird Treaty a century ago. These days, the Great Salt Lake plays an important role in carrying out the mission of that international treaty and others that followed. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
As many as 10 million birds stop at the Great Salt Lake each year for layovers on the Pacific and Central flyways. They include American avocets, whose songs were recorded half a century ago in the Bear River marshes. Migration journeys can span whole continents and thousands of miles, and it's obvious now why international law protects them.
It was amazing forward thinking at that time.
Katie McVeigh works for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge in northern Utah. She says the treaty has proven the value of birds.
They connect people with nature. They add beauty, sound, and color to our world, to our backyards, to our refuges. And birds are so accessible to everyone.
Birds are also vulnerable, and that's why groups like the Great Salt Lake Audubon keep fighting for more protections. Heather Dove is the group's president.
They are sentinels of the health of the planet, and if they start to decline, that has big implications for the rest of us.
Audubon has fought plans for the West Davis Highway, which would destroy miles of wetlands. The group also opposes the Bear River Project proposal. Dove says what happens to migratory birds affects the environment and people.
There are many, many threats, but I would say the largest one is climate change and human-caused habitat destruction and fragmentation.
The tundra swan is one of the species at risk. Each year, nearly one-third of them visit the marshes at the Bear River Refuge and nearby wetlands. Judy Fays, KUER News.